Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The most banned network in the world.
And it's time for humanity to stand up in the InfoWar and say, I don't know what's going to happen at the end of this, but you want to fight? You better believe you've got one!
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
The document begins by promising to restrict the WHO's authority just to pandemics. Calm down, it's just pandemics. Quote, WHO Secretariat to play the leading, convening, and coordinating role in operational aspects of emergency response to a pandemic, end quote. So don't get paranoid. Someone needs to coordinate the pandemic response globally because it's a global problem. Got it? Settle down, conspiracy nut. But here's the catch. The World Health Organization gets to define what a pandemic is, when a pandemic is in progress, and how long a pandemic lasts. Then you read the fine print and you realize the WHO will have total authority over emergency operations in the United States if there is ever a, quote, public health emergency. Huh? What qualifies exactly as a public health emergency? Well, they don't define that. But they get to decide what a public health emergency is. The White House eliminated a provision that would have required the World Health Organization to, quote, consult with and attempt to obtain verification from the state party in whose territory the event is allegedly occurring in. So, as originally written, they couldn't do anything without the permission of their member countries' governments. But thanks to the change that the Biden administration pushed, effectively, there is no limit at all on WHO's power. It provides that every member country in the WHO must, quote, inform WHO about the establishment of its national competent authority responsible for overall implementation of the IHR that will be recognized and held accountable. So they're going to get to censor anybody who doesn't agree with what they do as they control the intimate details of your life. And they will control those details. Under this treaty, the World Health Organization will get to establish vaccine passports and regulate travel. World Health Organization will, quote, develop standards for producing a digital version of the International Certificate of Vaccination and Prophylaxis. Okay. So you may be thinking, well, it's just about COVID, and I went along with mandatory vaccines and vaccine passports at the time. How bad could it be? First of all, if you went along with that, you should be repenting right about now.
You've got so many people talking about it. They are going to come in and tell you, not ask you, but tell you when your pandemic starts. What does that mean? Does that mean, and people obviously have a lot of questions about this. What's going on? For countries that don't abide by obligations set out in the pandemic treaty, Dr. Tedros has suggested that the WHO may need the authority to direct other countries to sanction non-compliant countries that don't want to impose restrictions. They could dictate how our doctors can respond, which drugs can and can't be used, or which vaccines are approved. We would end up with a one-size-fits-all approach for the entire world in a pandemic. A one-size-fits-all response to a health crisis does not work across a single country and certainly not across the entire globe. This has been the issue of this thing. And there's, you know, that you can dig even deeper into it. But what it comes down to is lockdowns, border crossings, vaccine mandates. All of this could potentially be controlled under the international health regulations, under an international treaty, not up to the countries themselves.
Biological attack is imminent. imminent. It's going to happen. It's not a question of will it happen, but when it happens.
A bioweapon release could be the thing they'd release to bring in a world government to counter a global problem. And the UN has said that a global pandemic is the only thing that may save their world government.
This is a biological warfare agent that had leaked out of the Wuhan laboratory.
Ladies and gentlemen, we have contracted with one of the top companies in the United States that supplies the Pentagon, the military, the CIA, the FBI, you name it, with super high-quality Faraday cages for cell phones, laptops, iPads, even huge bags for multiple desktops. This is so critical, ladies and gentlemen. Going into the future with contact tracers and the New World Order, everything is about tracking you and your family. And we have this high-quality, made-in-America product line, exclusively available, private label by us, known as Redux, at InfoWarsStore.com. So go to InfoWarsStore.com and check out Redux. It's our first big run. We've made a major investment to have this produced and ready, and it's now exclusively available to you at a very low price at InfoWarsStore.com. Protect your privacy from government, the UN, globalist contact tracers, hackers, criminals, you name it, with Redux, exclusively available at InfoWarsStore.com.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
All right, my friends, it is Friday, May 20th. The year is 2022, and we are going to break here today, starting now, the biggest news of my 28-year history, and we saw this coming months ago. We can have the archivist, which I haven't directed him to do yet, go back to the dates. This was announced last year and then at the start of 2022 and show when Bill Gates said it and then show when I made the warning. But now it's happened. And the nakedness of this, the openness of this, when it all crystallized for me yesterday morning, and I started going in and pulling out the research we'd already done and already covered in hundreds of shows, I, for the first time in my life, could not do the first 20 minutes of the show, as you saw. I mean, I could not even come on air with it because I knew I needed to pull all the documents and even more articles and then spend a lot of time looking at it again and then thinking about, how do I come on air and eloquently really cut through all the clutter and all the BS for all of the general public that's listening and for some of the very important people that listen to this show as well? Leaders of governments, heads of intelligence agencies, billionaires, heads of major companies, members of Congress. But most importantly, you, this giant audience of activists that can get through the censors and get this information out. Now, this is so big that if you just mention it or talk about it, it doesn't do it justice. And so the best way to start with this is this way. If you remember 3 years ago, we said the UN's going to release some type of bioweapon, probably a SARS COVID type. That's what they're cooking up. We already had the documents then. They were up there bragging on C-SPAN, Peter Daszak and Fauci, that a big imminent thing was about to happen. It would change the whole world and blow up the FDA system. Other systems and allow them to just get things approved instantly, and it would be mRNA. We played all those clips. And then later clips came out that I didn't know about that they said in 2019 about, yeah, we spliced all these viruses together, and they described COVID-19 perfectly. And then we got the documents in the last year and a half from people that had worked with them that released the emails, and it came out in court that they specifically made COVID-19 and a bunch of other even worse viruses and tried to get the Pentagon to sign on to them releasing it into the open air in China. And the Pentagon, this is in the London Telegraph, folks, this is in the Associated Press now. The London Telegraph covered it in great detail, said that'll be war with China if you do that. So The reason I'm raising all that and the emails we showed and the articles and the video clips of them bragging beforehand is huge, and that all came out, and gain of function and Fauci lying, and it all just kind of blew away and people went back to sleep. Now, what they've done this time, the very same damn people, is so transparent, so pre-planned, so absolutely admitted that it is staggering. And again, if you're a radio listener, we're putting articles on air documenting everything I'm saying. So be sure you go to the archive later if you're not watching this live, if you're driving a truck or at work or whatever. Tonight, go find the archive of this live show at Band.Video and watch it for yourself, research it for yourself, because this is life and death. They're not just releasing new deadly viruses. They're not just going to have new lockdowns and global social credit scores and global IDs and global carbon taxes. They're not just going to shut the economy down and make you go bankrupt onto a universal income so they can control you and dictate your life. They have used our bodies as the engines to create the spike protein and infect others with a nanotech virus. On record, they made. We just put the London Telegraph article up about it. It's a synthetic spike protein that replicates in the body that can spray on you. And it doesn't act like a regular virus. It doesn't mutate. It just keeps replicating the poison. And they released a bunch of other viruses as well. So we have that backdrop. Now, let's move into what's currently happening. The UN starts their meetings on the 23rd to the 28th in Switzerland, in Geneva. They signed a deal 2 weeks ago that the World Economic Forum will direct them. So private corporations are now in direct control of the UN. They say the treaty's secret, but Tedros and Gates, we played the clips all over the news, have said, yes, Biden has gone in and gotten a copy of the treaty and has demanded that the UN be given power over nation states to sanction, even with military operations, anyone that doesn't follow the UN's orders. So this is a world government treaty putting the UN in control of the major Western militaries to enforce the new lockdown that will make the last one look like a walk in the park, even compared to what you saw in places like Australia and New Zealand and Canada. So you have that going on, and what is their pretext going to be? And that's the new big story. And this has been going on for a few weeks. And back last year and earlier this year, I said it over and over again. I said these criminals always telegraph what they're going to do to hide it in plain view and to be confident to their criminal armies who are involved in this that they're going to get away with it. This is what psychos do. They love to brag. So that's basic criminology. That's why in all the supervillain cartoons and Marvel cartoons and James Bond movies, the villain always monologues. And you think, why do they monologue? Well, because that's actually what villains do. When Lex Luthor's got Superman tied up with kryptonite, he walks around and brags about it. They put that in fiction because that's how real criminology works. Okay? That's why Dr. Evil looks like Dr. Evil. That's why Dr. Evil looks like Klaus Schwab. That's what they look like. That's how they talk. That's who they are. Literal James Bond archetype Spectre supervillain. So let me make the announcement. And it's already all over the place. Everybody's already figured it out. I wasn't ready to hit it yesterday because I wanted to spend hours last night and hours today going over it. And I've overdone it as usual. I've got hundreds of documents, studies, all the damn proof here. And when I'm sitting here reading this in private, I mean, I'm not even angry at these people anymore. My cells, my guts, my brain, my soul is, you're going to stop these people, Jones, or you're to blame. I'm pissed at myself when I'm reading this because I've got clips of Gates bragging last year that there'll soon be smallpox and monkeypox and giggling and laughing and say the next pandemic will be far worse. Then they put in all the orders for the new monkeypox vaccine. Biden just bought tens of millions of doses yesterday. And then magically, right on time, right as the vaccine's delivered, monkeypox pops up in more than 20 countries. All over Europe, all over the U.S., all over everywhere, where you have people taking AstraZeneca, and J&J, ladies and gentlemen. Because what is AstraZeneca and J&J? They're virus vectors that inject the genome of a chimpanzee into your cells and then orders your cells to replicate under those orders, using a virus to deliver the package. So, ladies and gentlemen, did you hear what I just said? And we saw this last year. I said Gates is preparing to release smallpox and or monkeypox. Then the FBI in some storage facility at a lab that was shut down finds smallpox in a refrigerator. They're just putting that out there. Then a truck crashes in Pennsylvania with a bunch of monkeys that have monkeypox, and then the woman gets it, but it all gets shut down. Do you believe any of this? Oh, a truck dumped over. Yeah, that's where it came. So they're laying the groundwork. Gates says, smallpox, monkeypox is coming. They start making the vaccine. He says, terrorists are going to release it. He's right. He's the terrorist leader, James Bond villain. And then all hell breaks loose right as the UN Global Treaty is about to be signed on to by the countries that puts us under UN control. I mean, it's all premeditated, it's all prepackaged, it's all in your face, and it's all right here. Unbelievable. Because the virus they use to inject the chimpanzee ape DNA is what causes smallpox. They're injecting people with a damn smallpox, knowing it would cause smallpox.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days. You still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Information about what's really going on with COVID-19 and the new UN global government planetary lockdown digital ID mark of the beast system that is being launched. Now, next segment, I'm going to crawl through and just show you these studies and these mainline headlines and the documents of what I'm about to lay out right now. And I'll start getting to some of it in a moment. But if you just tuned in, you need to call your friends, your family, your neighbors, everybody you know. Because Gates has said in the next pandemic, which they've already launched, ahead of the midterms, it's building now. And just like you didn't hear much at first in China, then it got huge, it's already begun. It's monkeypox. And they told you it would be smallpox, monkeypox. They knew that their so-called vaccines would cause this, AstraZeneca, J&J. And they pre-ordered the monkeypox vaccine. Biden just got delivery of a bunch of it yesterday. It is going down. Now, here's Bill Gates last year talking about terrorists that are going to release smallpox. And I'll show you the dates and the articles in a moment. And we'll go to another clip here of Gates in 2020 saying the next pandemic will get attention this time. And here he is, the guy involved in masterminding all of it and quarterbacking it, the man that says he wants to depopulate you and your family, who's sworn that his whole life, going back to his grandfather and Planned Parenthood. Here he is, letting you know what's coming next.
And so I'm hoping in 5 years I can write a book called, you know, We Are Ready for the Next Pandemic. But it'll take tens of billions in R&D that the U.S. and the U.K. will be part of that. It'll take probably about $1 billion a year for a pandemic task force at the WHO level, which is doing the surveillance and actually doing what I call germ games, where you practice. You say, okay, what if a bioterrorist brought smallpox to 10 airports? You know, how would the world respond to that? You know, that there's naturally caused epidemics and bioterrorism caused epidemics that could even be way worse than what we experience today. And yet, the advances in medical science should give us tools that, you know, we could do dramatically better. So you'd think this would be a priority. It the next year will be where those allocations have to get made, including this global pandemic task force.
Which is the UN global treaty that takes over all the nation's sovereignty on record. That's mainstream news. Biden had it officially changed, but they won't show you the full text. Wow, incredible. There he is predicting last year exactly what's unfolding. Oh, and they put the order in for the monkeypox vaccine, and lo and behold, monkeypox is here. And he directed, with Peter Daszak, to AstraZeneca and J&J the type of vaccine they would design. They gave them the blueprint and said, make this, and then they made the mRNA for Pfizer and Moderna and gave them the blueprint of what to make and what to do. And then magically, lo and behold, surprise, surprise, it's upon us right as they're bringing in the World Government Treaty and right ahead of the midterms. Here is Gates. Again, the year before that, in 2020, threatens the next pandemic will get attention this time. He also said on other programs that terrorists would also release smallpox or monkeypox. That was a clip on NBC, the same clip where he admitted that 80% of those in their test of the vaccine had serious side effects with just the Pfizer and Moderna alone. He just knows everything before it happens, kind of like the CDC in October of 2020, before the vaccine was even being given out, the so-called vaccine, said there are going to be heart attacks, myocarditis, infertility, the whole damn list. And they even put it on their website. Wow! Isn't that nice of them? Rubbing it in the whole time while blocking therapeutics, saying, oh, you don't need any, you know, antibiotics or steroids, or you don't need, you know, anything. You can just go home. And then you come back, they put you on a ventilator, and you die. And some people say, why are you saying antibiotics? Well, because the bacteria can carry the viruses. That's why you do that as well with a viral attack like this. But here is Bill Gates.
We didn't actually do the simulation to think about, okay, what about nursing homes? What about getting factories ready? What about the testing regime? You know, in fact, the testing could have been ramped up very quickly. And a few countries that have almost avoided the epidemic entirely, like Taiwan, New Zealand, Australia, you know, they took their experience and actually prepared, and so they moved a lot faster. So we, you know, we'll have to prepare for the next one. That, you know, I'd say is will get attention this time.
Oh, he's so happy. It's when he talked about endless lockdowns and mass starvation, he'd giggle and laugh on the shows as well while he hides it in plain view that he's your doctor, and Tedros said yesterday, the head of the WHO, he does what Bill Gates says. He trusts Bill Gates. Aren't these some really nice, nice people? Oh, the next one will really get your attention. And now, right on time, like a German train pulling into the station in countries all over the Western world, monkeypox has showed up in who? The vaccinated, who took the virus vector vaccine that isn't a vaccine either. It's gene therapy. But instead of programming the outside of the cell to program the nuclei, it fires a virus carrying a DNA payload of a chimpanzee into your cell with a whole package of God knows what our good little friends did for us. And ooh, rare monkeypox outbreak. People that hadn't been to Africa, people that hadn't been any country, and they hadn't been around, but they all had the shot. And I have scientists and health heads even saying we think it's the shot. We have deputy heads of major countries' health departments right here. Madrid's Deputy Minister of Public Health claims cases of hepatitis in young kids are related to COVID-19 vaccine. Funny, I've got the studies right here. Oh, isn't it nice? And, oh, it's also AstraZeneca and J&J. They're the ones linked to that. So they go after your liver and give you smallpox. And then the mRNA goes after your blood and your cardiac system, your respiratory system. There's studies right there, multi-country acute severe hepatitis of unknown origin in children. But it turns out, I got the studies right here, I'll show them when we come back. They took the AstraZeneca or the J&J. And I had Dr. Fleming on last week. Or was it this week? It all runs together now. Was it last Friday? And he showed the studies about that. And I'm going to show them all to you when we come back. And you can write down the headline. You can look every damn one of them up yourself, like I do, and then you can sit back and ask yourself, man, that Bill Gates is smart. He just knew monkeypox was coming. And it's just spreading all over the world to people that hadn't even been traveling. And then, well, and they all have the shot, but now they got to have the treaty and take all your rights and make you take more shots. They do all sorts of good things for you down the road. But Bill Gates has always said he cares about humanity and wants to save people. Actually, he says he wants to kill everybody. But that's okay. Just trust him.
InfoWars has made history.
You have made history in your support of InfoWars. And one of the biggest tools we've had to circumvent and override the censors has been Patriot Apparel, so we can identify each other, so we can spread the word, and so we can push people to websites like InfoWars.com so they can understand the globalist plan and how to stop it. Now, ladies and gentlemen, 2 months ago we announced we're blowing out of all of our designs of T-shirts, some of which go back more than 25 years. All these shirts are limited edition. They are about to be history and will only exist in your closet, your drawer, or your wardrobe. So, there's only 15,000 shirts of 60-plus thousand left. In a couple weeks, they'll all be gone and they'll be history. We're selling them all at cost at InfoWarsStore.com. So, thank you all for your support. Please visit InfoWarsStore.com and get one of these historic shirts, hoodies, long sleeves, ball caps, you name it, while you still can. I want to thank you all for your support. InfoWarsStore.com.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. Patricia, excellent herbal formula. I use Extendivite to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Brian, I'm using Extendivite, and for me, it has made a world of difference. God made all these nutrients in the ground. Enough said. Cammy, 5 stars. I feel a lot of energy since I started taking Extendivite. TR, 5 stars. All I can say is Extendivite works. Buy it, try it, and see for yourself. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Just a fight, obliteration, no one's
beginning of World War. The United Nations directed planetary takeover, economic warfare, cultural warfare, biological warfare, and the threat of nuclear warfare. So Bill Gates tells you last year that monkeypox, smallpox, it's all going to be coming soon. And now suddenly it starts popping up in Western nations, in Europe and the United States. And right on time, U.S. buys millions of vaccine doses for new virus, 119 million in vaccine doses, over 10 million doses, just to begin with, for monkeypox. Why did the Biden administration just purchase 13 million doses of monkeypox? And here's Bill Gates back in November of last year. Bill Gates warns of smallpox terror attacks in bid for pandemic prevention funds. Bill Gates warns of smallpox terror attacks and urges leaders to use germ games run by the UN to prepare. Bill Gates warns of smallpox terror attacks as he seeks research funds, but more importantly, UN control with the treaty now happening now. Oh, and then right on time, 2 months after that, monkeypox escapes after truck crashes on Pennsylvania Highway. Oh, with the connected groups to Gates Research Labs. Oh, isn't that interesting? A plausible story of where it came from. Pennsylvania woman being treated for rabies after encountering monkeys in aftermath of crash. She falls ill. Right after Bill Gates says it's all coming. Oh, and look at this. Monkeypox vax to monkeypox. Here's the AstraZeneca contains the replication chimpanzee adenovirus. And we've had Dr. Fleming on. We'll ask Dr. McCullough about this. But I went and found the studies that the AstraZeneca and J&J that use similar systems from a chimpanzee are directly linked to the acute hepatitis in children that have been injected and in what they call monkeypox. Isn't that interesting? Severe hepatitis cases in kids continue to rise as WHO calls for investigation, yes, of themselves. What parents need to know. I've got a whole stack of news on that subject right here. Madrid's deputy minister for public health claims cases of hepatitis of young kids are related to COVID-19 vaccine. Funny. We've got the study, multi-country acute severe hepatitis of unknown origin in children. And we've got the studies here linking it to the so-called injections. And we'll get more into those coming up. But this is just absolutely insane. What is monkeypox? Where is it spreading and warning signs? As it just magically starts popping up around the world. And the UN Health Agency says they need more power to stop it, as G7 ministers are already practicing for the next pandemic. There are heroes. Major leaders in Canada say that the public wants forced vaccines and vaccine passports, all as the treaty is being rammed through right now. And as all the heart attacks and bizarre deaths expand, and the UN calls for a climate Marshall Plan and UN control over all energy supplies as well. There's a monkeypox outbreak. What is it? And should Bay Area residents be worried? They're all getting us ready now for the next big thing. We've all got to shut down and follow the UN's directives. Over. We have the very UN connected to the very corporations that are doing this, hyping up all of this fear. But don't worry, the UN can save you. Bill Gates can save you. And look at all this other COVID-19 news. mRNA vaccine significantly associated with deadly blood clots. Major study finds in the leading medical journal, Vaccines has found. And now we've got this little clip. This is Obama. It's not really Biden's. Obama's third term right now. Obama's COVID czar, says we now can dispense with the misinformation that if you get infected once, you have immunity for life. Or that you've had the so-called vaccine, you have immunity. Well, most vaccines, nobody said was for life, but a decade or longer. But now it isn't a vaccine. You got to take it over and over and over again. And the German Supreme Court rules compulsory vax for health workers constitutional. What a time to be alive right now in this country, in this world, knowing that they have launched the next phase of the massive power grab. Bill Gates says that the monkeypox is coming. Bill Gates says the terrorists are going to release it. He says that the UN needs more power. And a year later, right when the treaty's coming out, that signs over authority of nation states to the UN where they can be sanctioned even militarily, right on time, what they need, the fear, unfolds and happens. Biden seeks new unilateral powers for World Health Organization chief to declare public health emergencies, putting us under a UN medical dictatorship worldwide. It's an excellent Zero Hedge article. We've had it posted to Infowars.com and under the live show feed, but it's all over the news now, and the memes are everywhere. Dr. Evil says, meeting to sign the World Health Organization Pandemic Treaty, release the monkeypox. Release the monkeypox. What a time to be alive. And right as the monkeypox breaks out, we learned a year ago they put in orders for it all over the world, and they've got the new vaccine. God knows what that is going to do. God only knows. Of course, God doesn't just know. People that designed this garbage know. Dr. McCullough will be joining us coming up in about 40 minutes in studio with his co-author. They're going to break a lot of big news. I'll ask him about all this as well. And guys, going through my stack of what I sent you, I only saw one of the studies on links to smallpox and the shots. So print me some of those as well, and a few more of the studies on scientists saying that it's directly with these two different types of shots, virus vector shots, and people having this acute meningitis as well. And we'll go into that in more detail. But I showed you that information. It's unbelievable. Either Bill Gates is completely clairvoyant, or obviously they've engineered this entire thing. Now, constitutional lawyer, one of the smartest people I know, Robert Barnes, will be joining us for the next 45 minutes ahead of Dr. McCullough in studio with us here today in his new book. And so that is all coming up. But I cannot impress upon all of you enough to understand that just like in January of 2020, I said this is going to be a lockdown. This is going to be big. They're going to take over. They're going to use this for global vaccine passports that are then carbon passports and social credit score passports. And then people are like, that's crazy. And then it all happened. It's because it's in the battle plan. And I'm telling you, this is the next big move, this monkeypox, and probably something else on top of it, a new deadly variant that's lab-made or something along those lines. This is the big global government move. It's happening now, and we've got to contact our governors, our legislatures, and Congress to get ahead of this, because the same terrorists that launched COVID are launching.
My heart was racing just making spaghetti. I could have waited to tell my doctor, but I didn't wait.
I was short of breath just reading a book. I could have delayed telling my doctor, but I didn't wait.
They told their doctors and found out they have atrial fibrillation, a condition which makes it about 5 times more likely to have a stroke. If you have one or more of these symptoms, irregular heartbeat, heart racing, chest pain, shortness of breath, fatigue, or lightheadedness, this is no time to wait. Contact your doctor.
Brought to you by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and Save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
On what I was just covering in the last 45 minutes. Bill Gates says smallpox, monkeypox is imminent. Then they order the vaccine last year, and then it's delivered this week, and then the monkeypox is everywhere. And I've got the studies that I mentioned that I didn't get to with the meningitis and the monkeypox linked to the AstraZeneca and J&J shots. It's just unbelievable. But since I mentioned it, here is Obama/Biden's COVID czar saying, oh, we can dispense with the disinformation that immunity works now when you get this virus. Well, that means the vaccine doesn't work either, which they admit isn't even a vaccine. So it's just an incredible moment to be alive. Here he is.
Stays that way.
One of the things that we are seeing now, Dr. Jha, is people being infected for a second, third, in some cases, fourth time. As we are 2+ years into this pandemic, what are you learning about these repeat infections in terms of what it means for immunity and also the severity of these infections?
Yeah, it's a really good question. I mean, first and foremost, I think we can now dispense with the misinformation that if you get infected once, you have immunity for life. You know, a lot of people have argued that. We knew that always that that was not the case. The second thing we're learning is that this virus is evolving. I mean, the virus is evolving relatively quickly, trying to escape our immunity. But when people do get that breakthrough infection after vaccines, or they get that reinfection, generally it is less severe. And that's, you know, that's a, obviously a very, very good thing. But we've got to keep working on building up the wall of immunity against this virus.
Oh, so what does that mean? Does that mean that we're going to be getting shots every 6 months? My wife just got her fourth shot, right? She had her two initial doses, plus a booster, plus another booster. Are we talking two shots a year?
We're right now, look, here's where we are. Right now, we are going to have to update our vaccines in the fall and winter because of what we have out there. I do believe that right now, people who are 50 and above should go out and get that second booster because we have so much infections. And in the short run, yeah, like we've had to boost people about every 6 months. Over the long run, I am confident we're going to develop more durable vaccines. The virus is also going to settle down. And so my hope is over the long run, it comes down to maybe a once-a-year shot. But right now, we're having to boost people a little bit more frequently because of how quickly the virus is continuing to evolve.
Now, there's several different syndromes. I'm not a scientist, but I've had them on and I've read it, that when they give poultry, mainly chickens, these anti-bird flu vaccines over and over again, they develop a disorder where they just mutate and grow all these tumors but still stay alive. And then they give them a special durable vaccine that basically keeps them alive, but they're these horrible mutants. So that's the type of stuff that's going on here. This is a big long-term strategic plan. It's unbelievable. Here's some of those studies I mentioned earlier. And this is meningitis after COVID-19 vaccination, a case report. You can go read that at the NCBI and the NIH. And we've got other ones here. We've got aseptic meningitis following the second dose of vaccination in an adolescent patient. Is it true that the AstraZeneca vaccine contains animal DNA of a chimpanzee? Yes. Safety, and it goes on to lay all this out and what it's doing. It's just unbelievable to be in the middle of this and them telling you one shot, you're handled, you're taken care of. Now the studies are out. What scientists predicted has happened. People have erased immunity after three or four of these shots to not just the COVID line of garbage, but a bunch of other things. And it's what they call VADES, basically. So, Robert Barnes, you've really been on this. You've been involved following the big cases for Pfizer whistleblowers in Texas that helped expose all this. So you've really got an inside track on this. We've got about 7 minutes to break. What is your view on what's currently happening? And for me, it's pretty obvious the next big lockdown, the next big rollout, and the way to get this power-grabbing, sovereignty-destroying UN biomedical tyranny in is currently with the smallpox hysteria that I'm predicting is going to go ahead and escalate out of control, just like COVID. What do you think?
No doubt. I mean, I was in court on Tuesday in front of a federal judge in Waco with Bobby Kennedy on Children's Health Defense, trying to stop the booster authorization and the vaccine authorization for kindergartners and elementary school age children. And the federal judge, to his credit, listened to our argument and said that he would give us permission to amend, to detail and provide more evidence about how this vaccine is harming kindergartners and elementary school children. So if anybody's out in the Waco area, in the Waco region, and they've seen schools be issuing these vaccines or making them freely available without full parental involvement, if they're seeing advertising in the local area, we've seen it from Big Bird, Elmo, everybody else, but if they've seen local advertising that's promoting this vaccine, as we detailed in court, this vaccine is not safe. This vaccine is not effective. This vaccine is not a vaccine, not legally, not medically, not historically, not in the definition of the ordinary public. And the key question is, can the FDA be held liable and held responsible? Because if we could stop this at the source, which is the FDA, then it stops it everywhere else. And so the court laid out that additional facts need to be alleged to satisfy his willingness to let the case go forward. But he was willing to entertain what those facts might be. So if there's anybody in the Waco area that has facts that may be relevant, reach out, let us know. But you're right. I mean, this is what we talked about 2 years ago. We said what this is going to do. You look at Bill Gates' agenda. What they're going to do is they're going to try to require us to take drugs for the rest of our lives for a disease that is not an imminent risk to most human beings, most Americans, and for a drug that is not a vaccine and that instead is conditioning us like we walk through the airport and we've grown conditioned to have our body inspected as a condition of traveling within the United States domestically. We got to show our papers. We got to let them spy on our stuff. We got to let them look at an effective x-ray of our body just to get on a plane. They're conditioning us in the same way to accept all kinds of drugs right in the arm. And these are drugs we know are dangerous. We know are not effective. I mean, listen to that White House guy for the just lie repeatedly. Oh, well, you know, now the vaccine, well, what does he praise about the vaccine? He says, well, maybe your symptoms might be worse. That's not a vaccine. That's a bad drug. That's a weak drug. That's an ineffective drug. And this is a gene editing drug, as they've admitted and conceded in other places, but failed to do the proper legal requirements to meet it. So now they're going to give it to us at least once a year. I don't know if you're going to be getting in line, Alice, but I think I'll skip that line. This is nothing more than a Bill Gates mandated process for us to be locked in to taking whatever the government tells us to, whenever the white lab coats show up and say, stick this in your kid, stick this in your grandma, stick this in yourself for the rest of your natural born life. And we know from what happened in Kenya, we know from what happened in India, that what happens when you line up for a Bill Gates shot. Suddenly weird things start happening. All of a sudden women are sterilized. All of a sudden people are experiencing diseases they hadn't experienced before. Often they experience diseases that they didn't previously think they could get. And so we're seeing the same thing already with this so-called drug, with this so-called vaccine, with this fake vaccine. And now they want to force us to take it for the rest of our lives.
And, Robert,
and it's a great image.
Yeah, absolutely. It's so transparent that Gates says smallpox, monkeypox is coming, and then they roll out a vaccine that's delivered right as it pops up around the world, right as they're trying to ram through this treaty that they admit hands over sovereignty of the nation states, the UN, and gives them military power for sanctions over nations that don't submit. This is world government based on a biomedical dictatorship.
Yeah, it's concentrating power. So right now what they're trying to do is pass internal rules that would only govern the World Health Organization internally. But they are parallel to it, proposing a treaty that ultimately still has to come back to the United States Senate. The United States Senate, two-thirds of them have to pass it. And what they're doing is a bifurcated approach. The first approach isn't the treaty itself, but they're misleading some people into thinking it's the treaty so that people will voice concern now, and then when that treaty doesn't come into place because it's not actually legally a U.S. treaty, U.S. binding treaty, then when they try to sneak it in a year from now, people aren't paying attention because they got...
But let's expand on that. They're claiming, though, because Harry Truman in 47 signed on to the WHO, that that's a blanket treaty to follow that, and that Obama's executive order right before he left office 5.5 years ago basically put into place similar martial law provisions. And so the bureaucracies, even if they don't officially sign on, are still going to follow the directives.
Constitutionally, it's not. And that's an important point for everyone to know. There's major risk with them trying to do these internal rules. But some people are getting caught up in the idea that acts as a treaty. And you're seeing some misleading legal interpretations out there. No World Health Organization treaty has ever passed. And under the Constitution, nothing is binding law as a treaty unless two-thirds of the Senate approve.
And we've seen good things like federal and state judges saying they can't close churches during these lockdowns, that lockdowns are unconstitutional. So it's taken people a few years to wake up, but there does seem to be a major backlash.
Absolutely. And people need to be alert. Be aware of what this is, but don't get too caught up such that you're not alert when they're actually they plan on proposing an actual binding constitutional treaty. They just plan on doing it about a year from now, where they're hoping people aren't paying it. That would be superior law of the land. That would be binding on the U.S. That's what we have to be the most alert for.
All right, Robert Barnes, stay there. Stay there. I want to get into all the other big issues. The Ministry of Truth, it hasn't been canceled, and so much more for 30 minutes with...
Are you ready to retire? Inflation is picking up, markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. The stock market goes up and down is beyond your control. But you're at a point in your life where you can't afford to make big financial mistakes. I'm Al Ivarua, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Our investment strategy allows you to go up with the stock market, lock in your gains, and when the stock market goes down, your investment won't lose a dime. This works for your investments, savings at a brokerage firm, or even money at a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500, and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and literally never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.